You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Oh! Woo.
We're not singing the song yet, are we?
Woo-hoo. All right, I think enough is enough. All right, Gianna, let's move on.
All righty. Hey, guys, if you are tuning in, this is the... I can't hear myself. Okay, that's better. This is the after show for your favorite New Jersey housewives from the Garden State. And we need to get a lot into this after show recap, so we're not going to waste any time. I'm Deanna Vaughn. You guys can tweet me at GoToGirlTV and my co-host.
Hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Erica Garcia Rojas, and you can tweet me at IamEGR. Let's get
started.
Love
the new Twitter. Yes, let's get started. All right, blurred lines. It's time to blur you. All right, so before we get started, again, we love it when you guys make your comments on iTunes, on YouTube. There was a lot of comments
on last
week's episode.
Yeah, lots of passionate fans, which is awesome.
A lot of passionate people. We all have our own opinions. I just want to be clear on that. And because if we all had the same opinion, it'd be really boring, you guys, all right? That's about it. Just want to remind you to download the show. It's completely free on iTunes. Keep those comments coming because we love them. We actually read them, and we like responding to them. So, you know, keep it coming. All right. So, carrying on from last week.
Yeah.
So, scum one, scum all. I couldn't say that. Okay. So, at the top of the episode, we see Joe Gorga charging Joe Giudice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was left off from last week. I find it interesting, and forgive me, you guys, but we might jump around a little bit because we have some really strong opinions about this. But I find it interesting where we all saw, you know, Gorga charge him.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like everybody else's memory about the incident, you know, how the fight started, everybody just had a different opinion, which I'm confused. And I get sometimes how editing could get in the way and we're not sure. But we clearly saw, you know, Teresa go outside, tell her husband, you know, he just called me scum, and then all hell ensued. Well, I got to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like everyone had the same opinion that it was Teresa's fault.
Yeah.
which you're like, no, like, it wasn't Teresa's fault
Teresa's
at
fault.
All.
Mm-mm.
And it was clearly, I mean, from our perspective, from a viewer's perspective, it was so clear how, you know, Joe Gorga, like, ran after him, and Giudice, you know, Giudice ran in saying, you know, apologize to my wife. So he came in for an apology. He wasn't mm-hmm. coming in a fight. I mean, he came in heated.
Right.
He came in very aggressive, but
right.
he was just, you know, apologize, and Joe Gorga just ran into him.
He charged him
like a bull.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're watching going like, oh my God. And then just all hell breaks loose. But still though, you don't really see Joe Gorga. You see him more defending himself as opposed to attack. I mean, sorry, you see more Joe Giudice defending himself as mm-hmm. opposed to attacking Joe Gorga. Like, it was more like, oh, get him off me. I mean, they were
right.
both, once they were in there, they were both fighting and stuff, but.
Right. It got ugly. And let me be clear, Joe Giudice is not one of my favorite people at all. But no. I have to say, you know, in this situation, on this episode, he didn't start it.
No, he didn't.
You know, Joe Gorga gets very hot-headed, as we've seen from past, you know, seasons. You know, the whole christening. We see how heated he gets. You know, actually, both him and his sister are hot-blooded when it comes to their tempers. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I'm not a fan of Giudice, but he didn't start this.
No, he didn't.
He didn't start this. And then what do you think about Melissa claimed, you know, you ran by, you didn't try to pull, you know, our husbands apart, you let them fight. I disagree with that because everybody saw how Teresa went running outside saying, okay, somebody call 911, somebody call 911. I agree with Teresa in that instance because, you know, these are like little women. Like, what are they, 100 pounds, 115 pounds? What are, like, you got two big guys going at it. Like, and we saw how Melissa got thrown into the window. So what was she supposed to do?
No,
pull these men apart?
No. And you, I mean, you do see Melissa, if she, I guess she assumed. I mean, the thing is, though, what did Melissa think Teresa was going to do? Like, that she really just, like, ran away? I mean, obviously, they don't, like, Melissa doesn't know that Teresa, like, at that moment, she didn't know. But, like, what did she think Teresa was doing? I agree. I think Teresa did the right thing.
Right.
I probably would have done the same thing. I would have run trying to get help because, you know, as a female, it's hard to get guys apart from one another. And it's not safe. And they really needed to get some actual help, which is, if it wasn't for the fact that Teresa went out and got some, that fight might not have been broken up as soon as it did, or someone could have gotten really, really hurt.
If anything, it should have been Richie.
Richie was kind of there.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there.
So if anything, it makes me want to go back and look at some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, it should have been Richie. Should have been the one to intervene, or at least, you know.
I think Richie was there, and it looked like Kathy was. I mean, it looks like they were all there, and Teresa went to get help. The sad part is that, you know, Melissa's like, oh, Teresa ran away, which, I mean, come on. Like,
well,
obviously, she's not going to run away.
I think it's interesting because they both have the same issue with each other, because even Teresa said, you know, Melissa didn't try and do anything, and then Melissa has the same argument that Teresa didn't try and do anything. So it's interesting how both of them are seeing the same situation.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, that's a metaphor for this whole, you know, what's happening? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. We're getting tweets. Tweets.
Oh, okay. Keep tweeting, y'all. But I don't know. I'm just riled up just watching it, you know?
Going into the deeper of the episode, and we'll talk more and more about it, but and Joe Gorga said this. He's like, I have such hatred for my sister. Oh, no, for Joe Giudice. This is 10 years of hatred that I have that has been bottled up and just is, you know, going, you know, any opportunity that I have to show him. He said something like that. I'm gonna do it. And so it's like, ooh, I mean, it's like he in some ways, in his direct to camera, he's admitting that he was kind of the one that charged him. But what was interesting is that he goes and is crying, and Melissa's crying, and Melissa's like, oh my God. And I think Melissa really did think that Joe Giudice was the one to charge him. I think she thought that. Otherwise, you know, why would she say that? But what was interesting was that when she was in the room with Joe, her husband, you would have thought Gorga would have said at least, like, you know, no, actually, I was the one.
Or
kind of put some responsibility, because he clearly was the one who did it. He's the one that knew he did it. And maybe Melissa didn't see. Maybe nobody else saw. But
that's
we all
BS.
Saw. You think Melissa saw it.
I was upset about that, too. Mm-hmm. I was expecting for someone to take a little bit of responsibility for, you know, you clearly started a physical altercation. All right? So at least I was expecting Melissa to say, okay, babe, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
Like, what was going through your mind? Why did you start this? It's like they didn't want to accept any blame.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, Joe Gorga, you know, I'm so mad. I've had all this pent-up energy 10 years. It's almost like he was trying to justify to himself why he charged him. And there's no justifying that.
If it was my husband, I'd be pissed. I mean, I'd be like, don't be attacking anyone. I mean, I guess what I was saying is I don't know if she saw or not. I don't know.
And she was there.
And you think she saw him charging.
She was in
the room. She's just kind of like throwing that under
the rug. I think she looked the other way, which I don't agree with 100%.
No.
You know, I don't agree with, you know. And, you know. Here's another thing. Gosh, I'm all like,
no. Well, going back to that too, it did bother me that Joe Gorga was sitting there crying, kind of like, oh, I feel like, oh, this is awful, and I don't know if what he was saying, he was like, this is awful because I feel bad, but I don't think that's what was it. But I'm like, why are you sitting there acting kind of like the victim in the whole thing and crying when he was the one that charged him and he was the one that started this physical fight, which was so wrong.
Yeah,
so wrong on so many levels. I know. We're all upset about it.
All right, I know. Well, let's move on for a moment. So what do you think about, it's funny how Richie didn't do too much, you know, when they were in the heat of the moment with the fight. So yeah. He didn't do much when it come to that. But what do you think about Richie, you know, basically blaming Teresa for starting everything?
Yeah.
So basically, Richie says to Teresa, look, you know, you went outside to your husband and told your husband that he called you scum. Like, you started it. Now, I have to disagree with that, because how many times have we seen Melissa go back to Joe Gorga and tell her husband what Teresa has said about her?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't blame Teresa for that.
I don't blame Teresa for that either. I think, I don't think there's anything wrong for Teresa to leave. Teresa was shocked by what Joe said.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa just went outside to tell, you know, to tell her husband. She was upset and she told him, and, you know, and I don't blame Teresa at all. I mean, I completely blame Joe Gorga in this situation.
It just makes me wonder, like, what Richie's motives were for even sparking that up and making Teresa feel like this is your fault when it wasn't.
It wasn't
her fault.
And it makes you wonder, Richie just seems to just in that moment, from that statement, it just seems like he has it out for Teresa.
Clearly he does.
Yeah.
He talks so much shit about her.
Yeah,
you know, we've heard a lot about that. But I thought that was wrong, and I don't think that Teresa should have any blame for that, because Melissa does the same thing. So it's like we're being hypocrites if it's okay for Melissa to go back and tell her husband, oh, Teresa said this about me, but she can't do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So at the end of the day, both husbands are trying to
defend their wife. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So.
And okay, this is one thing that what I thought was interesting, because at one moment Rosie was sitting there and talking and kind of rehashing what happened outside, because she was outside, and she said, it sounded like she thought that Joe Giudice was actually the one to charge Joe Gorga.
That's what Remember? I'm saying.
Like, what did everyone think they saw, or what did they see, or they, you know, did Melissa see it, but now she's just kind of lying about it, and you know, did Rosie really not see, or does she assume that Joe Giudice was the one that charged? Because no one really said, okay, who really charged who?
Well,
and Teresa came out and said, you know, Joe Gorga did, and then Melissa's like, you weren't there, you didn't see it.
But you were, and you don't want to admit that your husband
was the one that did it.
That started this.
Yeah,
you know.
And
this
so now
whole fight.
It sounds like Rosie thought that Joe Giudice was the one to charge.
I think at the end of the day, I think everybody is always used to Giudice starting stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, he gets a bad rap when it comes to situations like this.
And he did look like he was running actually inside.
Mm-hmm.
It did. From Rosie's perspective, I could see like, oh, he did run inside.
Right.
So maybe that's what she was referring to, and not the actual what happened inside, but I don't know.
And I actually really appreciated Rosie's whole part in all this.
Yeah.
Even before getting to this retreat, we all know that she's very, you know, very pivotal in all of this coming together. And I liked the sidebar conversation, you know, when she was just talking to Joe and saying, go talk to your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to leave, you know, they're 4 hours out, you know. So I'm glad that everybody made the decision to stay and like really deal with the issues. And I loved how she was just almost in a sense, like, what did you need those team builders for?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, have Rosie do this. But I loved how she was really influential in having Joe, you know, go and confront his sister. And then,
what happens? Well, not just that. You know, later on, when Joe's crying and, you know, and he says, and it's just, it becomes kind of a theme later on, like, oh, I hate her. That sent chills because it's like, yeah, you're fighting your brother and sister and all that, and you know he's upset, and mm-hmm. and you know Teresa's upset from all the you know the last few years, all this, but to say I hate her, that is such a strong thing to say mm-hmm. about another sibling, and you're just like, God, it's a very strong word, and it was sad to hear him say that.
Yeah.
And then you know it gets brought up later on, but you know he's sitting there crying and this whole thing, and then Rosie meanwhile is in the other room, you know, saying, okay, Teresa, and Teresa's upset. Teresa's like, I'm upset too. You know what? I'm not upset. I'm upset too.
Exactly.
And Rosie's like, well, do you want to work this out? And Teresa's like, yeah, I do. I want to work it out. You know, he's like, well, then go talk to your brother. Go talk to your brother. And you could see, and Joe Judice was like, nah. And he's like, oh, whatever. You're like, let's just forget about it, whatever. And Teresa's like, okay, fine. I'll go. So she walks over, tries to talk to her brother. And then Melissa
intervenes. That really pissed me off.
Yeah,
like, here's the one opportunity. This is why everybody, you know, was at this retreat,
yeah.
at this castle, at St. George. They haven't spoken really in, you know, a year. Their relationship is screwed up. And here, Melissa basically holding the cards in her hand and says she won't leave.
Yeah.
That pissed me off.
That pissed me off, too.
Because
I understand that they're husband and wife and, you know, whatever. But the thing is, though, this is his sister. And such a traumatic thing just happened. And, like, they need to talk. They need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just give them. And even Rosie was like, dude, Melissa, just leave.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they're not going to kill each other. I mean, just let them talk. And it would. And finally, you see when the two of them have an alone moment together, how. Mm-hmm. How important that was and how critical and pivotal it looks like it is going to be. But that just made Melissa look really bad, I think.
Do you think Melissa is like insecure about something, or do you think it's just genuinely, okay, my husband, well, first of all, her husband just started a fight. So mm-hmm. she made it seem like, you know, look what just happened. You know, that's why I'm not letting you speak to each other. Well, what just happened was because of your husband.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes me feel like, do we think she's insecure about something? Do we think that, like, she's not wanting, you know, Teresa to be alone with her husband because it might reveal something about her? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. Like, after seeing this episode and Melissa's behavior and stuff, you know, it's just like, you feel like, you almost get the sense that she just doesn't want... She just, like, doesn't want them to work it out. Like, she doesn't uh-huh. want... She's afraid of what could happen when the two of them are alone.
Well, she's threatened.
Yeah, yeah. So she's afraid of what Teresa, you know, what that the fact that they will work things out again. Because it really does seem like Joe has, up to this point, made up his mind about his sister and that he's completely done. And that, you know, him and Melissa, I'm sure, have lots and lots of conversations and a lot of things. And
mm-hmm.
she's kind of got him wrapped up around her finger and... controlled in a way, and threatened of what could be said or what could happen if the two of them are alone.
Because that was just in that moment, because I was just thinking this whole time, this is what everybody's been working towards.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been working towards Teresa and her brother talking
and
getting it out, you know, hugging it out with each other.
Yeah.
And here the opportunity comes and she's standing in the way.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the hell?
And clearly Joe and Melissa are upset mm-hmm. or hurt about things Teresa has done. Things Teresa has said, supposedly said, who she's hanging out with, all that. But it is also clear that Teresa wants to work on it. And wants to try and make things work. Like, why mm-hmm. would, you know? And so, at this point, now, it's like, Melissa's, like, not. For her not to leave, it says a lot of, like, granted, they have every right to be upset, but it says a lot about her and what she wants and what she feels is good for, you know, her and Joe.
Well, and I mean, you and I, we've said this a lot, you know, for our recaps, but like, you know, lately I'm not on anybody's team. Like,
no.
I'm calling it like, you know, we're calling it like
we see it, like per episode, because I'm fans of them all.
Because you get some different stuff and you get different behavior every single episode. And I think that's what people were so up in arms with on YouTube with their comments.
and to your point on that, too, real quick, is that, you know, we were limited to what the producers show us,
right.
too. I mean, you know, you can kind of speculate and this and that, but like, I just like to view the episode as I see it and all that. And you can read the blogs and get more inside perspective.
Right.
But the thing is, though, when we film this show, we don't have the opportunity to read a lot of the blogs from this week's episode.
Right, exactly.
Because we go right in here and film it. But then when you go back and you can read them, then
you get a different perspective.
So for you guys, also, so you know, we're going straight off of watching the episode. We're not doing any
researching.
We don't
prep.
Have the time to do that.
Yeah, we literally, we view it and then we come in here and we sit down and we talk about it. So I don't know if that helps, you know, with anybody's comments that they make. But what was I going to say?
We're talking about how every week we get new information.
Yes, every week new information. But, like, I will say, like, you know, on some previous episodes, I've kind of been, okay, like, I get where you're coming from, Melissa.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you know, kind of lately, like, her true colors are kind of, they are starting to come out. And this episode especially, I was just like, whoa, what are your motives?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And no matter what Teresa did in the past, whether she did set them up, whether she didn't, whether Jacqueline did, all that, you know, whatever happened in the past, still when you've got a brother and sister, family that are trying to work things out.
Right.
Like, to kind of put, it looks like she's just trying to put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa is.
Right.
And then, yeah, like, Deanna, like you said, like, why then? Why? If you really, if you have your best interest of your husband at heart, then why do you not want them to
reconcile?
Why are
you standing in the way?
Because Joe is clearly hurt about the fact that him and his sister don't get along. And not just because he's losing a relationship with his sister, but because of the effect it has on his parents as well. So,
really interesting, really quickly. Teresa's blog was really, really good from last week.
It was
7 pages
After
long.
After reading it, you're like, whoa.
Exactly. And she makes a comment. She goes, she's very, very lucky that I'm keeping quiet about the things I do know. Let's just say if you believe one word out of Melissa's mouth about anything, I'm sure she has a bridge she can sell you to. God bless you both. So,
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Moving on for a second.
Well, no, one quick thing I do want to bring up. I did find that it was interesting that Teresa was, after the fight and after they broke it up, you saw Teresa pulling her husband. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's for our children. It's for our children. Let's go. And I thought that was really, I liked seeing Teresa say that. Cause you could see, like, her head was on straight. Like, she was watching the situation and she was like, oh no, I don't want my husband. This is what I'm thinking. She's thinking, I don't want my husband to look like he's the one who was instigating this or was continuing this fight.
Right.
So she pulled him away and he was all heated from the fight and she pulled him away and was like, it's for our children. Think of our girls. Think of our children.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, like, yeah. I mean, she made a good point, and it is important to think of that. You know,
I don't know. I really, really question her motives. And
oh, Melissa's?
Yeah. And I can't believe I'm going to say this right now, but I have to say in this episode, let me preface that, Joe Giudice, he kind of surprised me. You know, we saw a tender moment with him. You know, really supporting Teresa and really just saying, look, you know, whatever you need, I'm here.
I'm here. It's just the two of us.
Exactly.
I do have to say, this is the first time I've actually kind of liked, I've actually like, oh, how sweet. Like, almost like where I saw the relationship, like I saw what Teresa sees in him, and I saw like what she's so attracted to about him. Like, you know, it's like, oh, wow, that was a really sweet thing for him to do. And it was sad when you saw them hug and then Teresa was, she kind of broke down. And you're just like, oh, I was touched.
I
saw the relationship and the love that they
for
had.
For the first time, I feel like, because he was really there when she needed him. And I really appreciated that because you could tell, like, you know, I know it's reality TV, but like, I feel like these moments they're sincerely real. I mean, I know I know it's produced and stuff like that, but I really, you know, she
was
broken.
Those feelings really can't be produced. Yeah.
Yeah. Those feelings are real. The tears were real. And I really liked how he was really like supporting her. So.
And you do get the sense of he's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't hate Joe Gorga, he's just defending his wife. Like, he's just defending Teresa. He's there right. just to defend Teresa. And you actually see that in episodes past. He's always on Teresa's side.
Right.
He is. He's kind of like, yeah. And you see that, and you clearly saw that here. So, I don't know. But, all right.
Okay. Moving on to the phone call. So, Teresa reaches out to Caroline for help. I mean, did we ever think in a million years, you know, that we would see this? But, you know, she's reaching out to Caroline because, you know, she's trying to break through to her brother. And we know that Caroline, you know, she's the one that, you know, Joe actually reached out to talk through all this mess. Like, what do you think about, what do you think about her involving Caroline, considering she wasn't, you know, she didn't come for a reason. And so now she's reached out to her.
This is part of the show that you're like, okay, now how much of this is being produced? You know, how much are producers telling him, okay, we got to throw Teresa and not Teresa, we got to throw Caroline and Jacqueline back in the mix, you know, otherwise the entire episode will go by and we won't see them or they'll have no relevance now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, the part of me is like, because Teresa, Teresa knows that Caroline kind of has told Teresa's like she's more, or Caroline has exhibited behavior recently to show that she's kind of more on Melissa's side.
Mm-hmm. And well, I think just in some earlier episodes from this season, mm-hmm. I think Caroline was definitely kind of like,
Melissa, yeah.
Kind of just kind of like keeping her eyes and ears open when it comes to Melissa and not necessarily, you know, believe in everything that she's selling. And I think she's been keeping an open mind. Whereas before, like probably even into last season, I think she was definitely Team Melissa.
Yeah.
But now I think Caroline is like, okay, let me step back.
But I wonder if Teresa's actually seen it. We've seen it, but has Teresa really seen it? I don't know. And then I wonder, like, it just never seems that Caroline has really had Teresa's back. And so I don't know. It just didn't ring true to me that, like, she would, the first person she'd call would be Caroline. I mean, maybe part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, because of Jacqueline's involvement and she really wants that somehow in there. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of weird. And I don't know. She didn't really. It'll be interesting to see, like, next episode, Caroline's part in this. Because
she shows up at the end.
It didn't really happen.
Yeah, she showed up at the end along with Dr. V.
Yeah.
Dr. V. Let's talk about Dr. V. First of all, I think it's funny. I don't know if you guys know this, but Dr. V, she's a Los Angeles-based clinical psychologist. And she was actually on a Bravo show called L.A. Shrinks. It was actually a great show. Did you watch that show?
I didn't watch it. But after seeing Dr. V, I kind of want to watch it.
Dr. V, and she's like a really good, you know, relationship, you know, type of a doctor. But I just think it's funny how Teresa's like, oh, well, you know, I know Dr. V from friends in L.A., and I'm flying her out here. I'm like, okay, now this is really produced because she just came from a Bravo show.
Well,
you know,
she could
LA
be friends
Shrink.
With the producers by now. I mean, it could be a friend, you know. I mean, she's been on this is like, you know, she's been on Housewives Jersey for a few years. Friends could be producers. Maybe she's not.
I wasn't buying that line at all that she knew her. I mean, she's in L.A. They're on the East Coast.
It was
like
very
really
planned.
It was extremely planned. Yeah. I mean,
cross promotion.
Yeah, a lot of cross promotion because Dr. V has been, you know, she's been popping up on different shows like in the past couple weeks. She was on The Real. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, okay, let's call this out because she made a really, really good point when she sat down with Teresa, and I'm glad that she said it because I think people have been trying to say this to Teresa, but like somehow it's just not getting across in the right way. But I actually verbatim, she says, a lot of what you tell people is consistently misinterpreted. And she goes on to basically say, well,
and Teresa's like, yeah, it's true.
Right.
Yeah. And then she continues, Dr. V continues and then says,
yeah, basically, you're like, the common denominator in this. You need to maybe take a look at yourself. And on that note, I think we have a caller.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Tasha. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Tasha.
Welcome.
Okay, so I'm going to make this short because I just saw today's episode and I thought, what a crazy family. I don't know. They were like some of them were acting like, oh, it's normal. I think Loki has said it's normal. And I was like, no, that's not normal for people to act that way.
No, it's not. And that's how you know all of this is just so juicy and real.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to have to say... I have to say, though, I am a Jacqueline fan. I chose Jacqueline over Teresa.
Okay.
Okay.
I know people say Jacqueline is cray-cray, but it's like they were so close as friendship, mm-hmm. as friends.
Okay.
And Teresa threw her under the bus after that last season, saying that Jacqueline, like, started this. I mean, that's gotta hurt for someone you were so close to, like a sister, to basically just turn around and stab you in the back.
Well,
but I can understand getting mad to the point that you want to shake her or hit her.
Uh-huh.
Anytime you hear her voice, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm actually glad that you brought this whole Jacqueline thing up, because we really mm-hmm. haven't touched on it too much. But I would also, did you read Teresa's blog, the current blog post?
No, because for me, Teresa has her good points and bad points, but uh-huh. she takes up with her husband so much
mm-hmm.
that it's like, I just can't anymore with her advice. I just can't.
All right, well, as soon as we wrap up your call, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you just brought up. And keep a close ear, because it might change your opinion about Jacqueline.
Yeah, because I think we, Tasha too, Deanna and I talked about this too, and the whole situation. It's a little muddy when you're watching the show, and then when you do go in and read some of the blogs, you're like, okay, you know, but still at the same time, you know, you don't know, at the end of the day, you don't know what's true, what's not true, because
exactly.
each person's entitled to put out what they want on those blogs, and they're entitled to put their side of the story.
Exactly.
And as viewers, you just have to I guess piece together, and everyone, like you said, Deanna is entitled to their own opinion.
Exactly.
Who they like, who they feel is lying, who they feel is not. So,
all right. Well,
thank you for the call,
yeah,
Tasha.
Thanks for calling.
And we'll bring that point
and
up.
And we're bringing that point up right now. So thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. So thanks to our caller, Tasha. We're going to go into this whole Jacqueline
thing.
Let's just get it out there. All right. And so no one can bash us. I'm going to be reading something verbatim. All right. So here's the deal. So I'm talking about last season at that, the posh fashion show. So Kim D, all right, we know she's notorious for causing some trouble, but Kim D explained that Melissa was going after her business and her livelihood.
And this is on Teresa's blog.
Exactly.
So this is from Teresa's perspective.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, Kim D claimed that Melissa was going after her business and going after her livelihood. So Kim D was upset with Melissa, and it was Kim D that wanted to get back at Melissa, and who basically brought this whole guy, you know, into the posh.
The bald guy.
The
guy that worked at the stripper.
Exactly.
Joint.
Who was insinuating that Melissa was a stripper. All right. So Melissa was mad at Kim. Kim was mad at Melissa. Okay. Enough said. So apparently Kim apologized, and Melissa and Joe apologized to Kim. I'm going to say that again. Kim apologized about what happened, and Melissa and Joe apologized back to
and
her.
And what did they apologize to Kim about?
Just everything, whatever Melissa was doing to hurt her business.
Okay.
So, should have been a done deal, right? All right. Except Jacqueline got involved. So, Jacqueline told Joe Gorga that it was Teresa, okay, and not a thing with Kim. So, and for some reason, and these are Teresa's words, okay? And for some reason, I will never understand my only brother, my own flesh and blood, chose to believe Jacqueline over me. I know this because he told me. He told me what Jacqueline said, that he believed her, and then texted me, "You're dead to me." And we didn't speak for a year following that. Not over the holidays, not through the hurricane, nothing. So yes, I blame Jacqueline. Why wouldn't I? She knows she was lying. She knows her words have power because she was my friend and she told my brother anyway. So that essentially explains why Teresa is making Jacqueline accountable for what's going on with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's her lies about this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that, you know, because some people have been making some comments. So I just wanted to clear the air with why that happened. And then also Teresa kind of went on to say she really thought that Jacqueline was going to come to the retreat because she really wanted to get that, you know, off the table. And she really wanted for Jacqueline to come to the retreat so she could admit to her brother her part in it all. She mm-hmm. wanted Jacqueline to basically say, yes, I lied to you and said it was Teresa, knowing that it wasn't her. So she wanted Jacqueline there to basically admit yeah. her wrong.
But Jacqueline, when you see her and you see her on the show, you wonder, okay, what now what? Obviously, she was hurt by something Teresa did with the whole, you know, the whole fight that her and Teresa had last season. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it'd be interesting. I haven't read Jacqueline's blog on it, if she goes into detail about it yet, so I haven't read her blog.
Well,
recently.
Her perspective is, you know, she didn't think that she got a true, honest invitation to this retreat. Because remember at one point, Teresa was like, I dare you to come, I dare you. You know, she's mm-hmm. like, I don't call that a true invitation. So that was her perspective. She didn't want to get involved. She didn't want to come. But on Teresa's side, and based on what Teresa was saying in her blog, she said that she, up until they got to the actual retreat, she didn't know that they weren't coming. She thought that they were
yeah,
coming.
Yeah.
And that's why she wanted her there. She wanted her there because she really wanted to clear the air about everything. And that's why these two, you know, even though they had a 10-year relationship, that's why it's really
but
broken.
even if Jacqueline was, okay, I know because, well, no, my point that, my question there was more to do back, like way back when, okay. when she did this at the fashion show, supposedly uh-huh. like she set them up. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, Jacqueline was really upset at Teresa at that point. They had a big fight.
Right.
And if, and this is according to Teresa that it was set up and, you know, Jacqueline probably did. I don't know. But we don't really know what happened. But if Jacqueline did do that, that's pretty nasty.
Tell me about it.
You know, like if Jacqueline really set it up, that is pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. So then the next question is, okay, so if Jacqueline did set it up, then why is it that Melissa and Joe aren't even listening to Teresa's side? Or even wanting, like, full-blown, completely 100% taking Jacqueline's side on this? Like, why is that then?
Yeah.
It doesn't make, you know, I mean, and then you could go deeper and say, well, is it because this is what Melissa always wanted, is for not Jacqueline, I mean, for Teresa and Joe not to be like involved together as brother and sister.
Well,
have
that
relationship.
I also think,
because you could go so many mm-hmm. different layers as to why this person did that and that person mm-hmm. did that. And
I also think they're not believing Teresa, because just kind of like, and we can get back to this if we have time, but just kind of like Dr. V was saying, you know what, you seem to find yourself, you know, people are consistently mm-hmm. saying they misinterpret what you say. The common denominator is you. And I think the reason why Joe and Melissa are believing Jacqueline over Teresa, because she's got a history of finding herself around the wrong crowd mm-hmm. at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. And everybody's talking smack about, you know, her sister-in-law.
And, you know, that was one of a lot of the comments that we read about, too, is that people are like, well, why is it okay for Melissa? Why is it not okay for Teresa to talk to, you know, Kim D and all that? But it's okay for Melissa to talk to Caroline and Jacqueline. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, because supposedly, you know, Caroline and Jacqueline have all these apps, you know, with Teresa, but now Melissa's yeah. talking to them. So, like, why is one okay over the other? But when you look at the relationship with, like, Teresa and Joe, you almost want and need for Teresa, in a sense, to be that bigger person mm-hmm. because she's the one saying she wants to work on the relationship with her brother. Like, she's
right.
the one saying, like, that's so important to me. Melissa, you don't, it isn't her sister.
Right.
And it's, like, not her family. Mm-hmm. And so you almost need, in this situation, for Teresa to be that bigger person and maybe cut ties with Kim D. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, and so it isn't okay necessarily for Melissa to go and talk smack, you know, to Caroline
it's
and Jacqueline about Teresa. That's not okay. I mean, mm-hmm. none of it's okay. And but you almost, in some ways, you know, you see Joe and Melissa upset that Teresa's talking or associating herself mm-hmm. with Kim D, and that's where part of the confusion lies,
right.
I think, mm-hmm. because they're like, well, if, you know, Teresa, if you didn't set it up and Jacqueline set it up, why still are you here with Kim D? Why are you still in that circle? Why are you still mm-hmm. around it? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't help Teresa's case or her defense, the fact that she is still surrounding herself with Kim D. And even if Kim D is a long life friend of Teresa's, Joe is still Teresa's brother. And when it comes to a family over a friend,
yeah.
In this case, maybe Teresa would have to cut ties.
Right, with some of these
even
people.
If it's not Teresa's fault. Even yeah. if it's not Teresa's fault that this whole thing went down, because if ultimately her goal is to work this out with her brother, right. that might be something she might have to do.
Choosing blood over
yeah.
know, water.
And yeah. with Melissa, mm-hmm. to the point of Melissa associating with Caroline and Jacqueline, part of it is like, you know, they're castmates of the show, too. So, like,
right.
you know, I don't know. I mean.
Well, let's see here. We only have about 5 minutes
okay.
left.
I know there's so much to talk about.
But let's switch gears. And I'd love to, you know, talk about the progress that it looks like Dr. V is starting to make
yes.
With Teresa and Joe. I'm actually, like, I really liked her presence.
I think
they kind of, kind of, what were they called? Steve and Opie or whatever.
Yeah,
Opie
okay.
and, I'm just trying, yeah.
The team builders.
Yeah, the team builders. I think that when she walked in the door, you know, she's gorgeous. She's from LA. Mm-hmm. She's got the blonde hair. She's beautiful.
And she's Italian.
She's Italian. But I think that they got a little bit more than what they bargained for with her, especially
yeah.
when she sat around the table. I love when she sat at breakfast with them and she's like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, Melissa, how do you feel? You know, and I love that she kind of just put her on the spot. You know, everybody's there for the same purpose. So why can't you talk about, you know, what's been happening, you know, amongst all these people in an open forum? I kind of like that she did that. What did you think?
I liked it, too. And you do kind of in this scene, too, see other, you know, Melissa's side coming out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, well, I can't talk about it now that Teresa's in here. And you're like, ooh.
Okay. I didn't like that either.
There was a little mm-hmm. bit of, like, it was like an attitude. And, like, you know, and a lot of the comments said the same thing. The people who were commenting, like, on the, you know, on our YouTube. And in mm-hmm. iTunes, it did look like they just, Melissa and Joe just had a bad attitude about this whole thing from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And you really saw that. You really
she
saw
had
that
a serious
when
attitude.
Dr., you know, Dr. V was sitting there and Melissa's like, you know, like, well, I can't talk about it. And Teresa's like, why? Just talk about it. Just
mm-hmm.
say it. And Dr. V was like, yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's all talk about it.
That's
so we can all
here.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe said something, and then Dr. V's like, you want to get started with it? Let's go.
You'll be the first one.
We'll do a one-on-one. You know, you'll be the first one. And
mm-hmm. I love that she was a little underestimated by that group. You know?
I think so, too.
Because I think already they were underwhelmed with the team builders.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she pops in, and they're like, okay, here comes another one. But I'm glad that she, you know, especially with Joe Gorga, she's like,
yeah.
let's go.
And I thought Dr. V had a lot of... We even saw just a little bit, but like some really insightful things, you know,
yeah.
the fact that Teresa's always been protective of her little brother. And then,
yeah.
and then you start to see too, like even just when they're all sitting there at the table, you've got these strong women, you got Teresa, you've got Melissa, and you got Joe kind of sitting there like crouched down like a little boy, like, you know, and these
uh-huh.
two strong women like battling it out. And Joe doesn't say anything to even defend his wife. Like
yeah.
the whole thing's like, oh, you know, me, my wife, and Melissa's like, Melissa's always jumping in to defend Joe. And, you know, it's the two of us. But then if, you know, Joe's kind of just sitting there,
mm-hmm.
you're like, huh, you know, maybe he part of it's like he does maybe like the fact that Melissa's strong and it kind of replaced that role for his sister. I don't know. But you see some of that family dynamic
yeah.
come out and.
I don't
a little
know.
Bit.
I think there might be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
I hope so.
I'm glad that we saw them hug. And, like, clearly we're going to talk a lot more about this next week, you know, because we're going to see, you know, Caroline shows up. I'd love to see, like, what her role is in all of this. Oh, God, so much.
Well, I mean, like, just real quick, that last scene with Melissa and Joe,
mm-hmm.
I almost feel like being such a fan of the show and been watching since the get-go and a fan of just everybody mm-hmm. and the relationship, It was really good to see the two of them finally
yeah.
together. And having someone who has... The thing is with Dr. V and what's good, and you do see Melissa listening to her, and you do see Joe listening to her,
mm-hmm.
because Dr. V has no involvement.
Exactly.
She's completely non-biased.
Mm-hmm.
She's not on anybody's side.
Right.
And the problem with anybody else getting involved is even
They've
Caroline.
Got a side.
They
mm-hmm.
have there's history. There's something. So
right.
so what Dr. V says is coming from a purely, you know, outsider's
it's
perspective.
It's objective. Yeah.
An objective.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
I'm trying to think of objective. And thankfully Teresa respects Dr. V because she's Italian. And it sounded like, you know, you could tell from that last therapist neither one of them, you know, could relate to him or respected him. And So you're glad. Okay, they both, Teresa and Joe, hopefully, you know, Joe does, but they're listening to this woman, and when she's talking and saying a lot of the points she's saying, mm-hmm. you finally see the walls coming down a little bit, especially yeah. with Joe, mm-hmm. because Joe is really closed off, and he's been really closed off, and he called her sister scum,
yeah.
and he's done, and mm-hmm. he and him and his wife are ready to pack their bags and be gone with this family and this relationship, or at least with yeah. Teresa, and you see it slowly coming down, and it was so, I actually started crying at the end of the episode. I had a few tears, because when you saw, well, just when you have family, yeah. and you know, I
it's
know.
Emotional.
Yeah, I have sisters. It is emotional. And when you see Joe say, like, Teresa, and, like, give her that hug, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God. Because you could see it.
Well, breakthrough.
You see something. Yeah. It's not going to be solved now. They're still going to have major issues.
Yeah.
But the little light of, like, there's still some love. Mm-hmm. And then Teresa saying, I don't hate you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what this hate's all about. Like, I don't hate you. And the hate, and it's, I don't like that
like
you hate
before,
me.
Like we said before, hate is a very
strong
word, and I don't like the use of it, especially when you're talking about your relative. You
yeah,
know? Like
yeah.
come on,
yeah.
So we're out of time, and I'm glad that we're ending on a you know. Good note, you know, and I think we've got a lot more of this to talk about next week, and we're going to see more of it next week.
We are.
And before we peace out, I just want to remind you guys, you have to check out Serial Buddies on iTunes, okay? It's so funny! No, seriously.
It's funny.
It's a funny movie. I believe the download is only $5.99. And by purchasing the movie, you are supporting AfterBuzz TV and, you know, supporting our studios. We got lots of new stuff going on in the studios, and it's amazing. And it's because of the fans, because of you guys that helped make that happen. So I just wanted to give that a shout out and make sure you guys remember to download Serial Buddies. And then, let's see here. I feel like predictions, we don't even really need to go there because
well, the
like,
only,
we're
I do
finishing
say,
next week.
But. When you read the blogs and stuff, and you do kind of get bummed because after this episode, you're like, oh my God, are they going to make up? But then when you read the blogs, you're like, it doesn't
I know.
So you're like, so my prediction could be like, I don't know, maybe they make up, but then they go back together again. And then I think Dr. V said, or somebody said it. Actually, I think it was the Team Builders, and we can end on this. Mm-hmm. The Team Builders are like, you know, the good thing is that you guys are really passionate.
Yeah.
And then the passion is what kind of makes the fight happen, mm-hmm. but the passion is what's going to bring you guys together.
Hopefully.
And so at some, you know, that they've got passion and hate comes from love and being hurt. Mm-hmm. So the worst thing would be is if they're indifferent.
Yeah.
So at least there's something. There's,
right.
There's got to be love, because if there's hate, there's love, there's everything. So
yeah.
On that note.
And I also wanted to just, a lot of people have been making comments, Where's Susan? Susan is working on a fantastic project, and hopefully she will be back with us soon. She didn't just abandon us here. She's doing her thing. And
She's taking a little break,
and we miss her too. So I just wanted to shout that out and let you guys know, since you've been asking about Susan. And then instead of news and gossip, I wanted to do a couple shout outs because there's so many comments, so I just wanted to make sure we kind of recognize some of the comments.
And
so.
We appreciate the comments.
We do.
And we always tell you, we say comment, and we love the fact that you guys are commenting in, like, the good, the bad, because here at AfterBuzz, we're here for you guys. Like, our show here is for you guys, the listeners and the fans, and whatever way we can make it better for you, or, you know, whatever way that things that you want, we love the feedback.
We
it's
do.
Awesome.
We really like the feedback. And just everybody keep in mind, it's, you know, we all have opinions, Miss Lisette Tria. but we all have opinions, and that's what makes this a great show, because we're able to talk about how we feel. We're super fans about this show. Sometimes we get things a little mixed up or wrong or right, you know, whatever. Who doesn't? But, like, I just think it's important to keep that in mind. I just want to shout out to a few people. Let's see here. Antonio Sergi, he made lots of comments on Facebook. Thanks for the shout outs. As well as Lisette Tria, the Madness Show. I think that's the Madness Show. Okay, and then from Twitter, Real Housewives _Gossip. They love us here. Hopefully they'll call in. Bravo Housewives Dish, Krista813. Do you have anybody you want to shout out to?
No, the same all. Okay. I mean, just everybody in general, yeah. Like anyone who comments, and we love it, all of it.
Yeah.
So thank you yeah. for that. Thanks for listening.
And keep it coming, because we definitely read them and we love what you guys have to say. So we will meet up with you guys again next Sunday, and we will continue this juicy bit of recap.
And where can we find you, Deanna? Yeah,
thank you. I'm like tired of talking. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2GirlTV. Tweet me. I'll tweet you back. Woo-hoo! Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter as well at IamEGR.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.